Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm so excited about all of the content we're going to talk about today in our show. We're going to start with our devotion, which is titled Gentle as a Wolf, and we continue to take these from Windows on God's World by Dr. James Tucker. I just talked to him the other day, and he wishes everyone well. Unfortunately, he can't do an interview yet, but we're going to try to catch up with him soon. We do have a number of these books, the original ones, here still in their shrink wrap, and we are trying to see how we can get them to our listeners. But let's continue. I tend to get off track. Gentle as a wolf, judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye met out, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7:1-2. Would you believe it if someone told you that a dove was more ferocious than a wolf? For some reason, we've adopted the idea that vegetarian animals such as rabbits, deer, and doves are characterized by gentleness, while the meat eaters represent ferocity and cruelty. Would you rather be a dove fighting another dove or a wolf challenged by another wolf? When two doves were placed in a cage with the hope that they would mate, they didn't seem to get along very well. Thinking that time would help their relationship, they were left alone. The next day, the owner found the female standing on top of the male's nearly dead body on the bottom of the cage. If a dove can be this cruel, what about a sharp-toothed wolf? If two wolves meet under the same circumstances, they begin growling softly at first. Then one, usually the younger and the weaker of the two, is slowly backed into a corner. Finally, the older wolf is on him in a whirl of fur that lasts only moments before stopping suddenly. The wolves are both still growling angrily, but the younger has bared his throat to the other. One strong bite into his jugular vein would mean death, but the offer is not accepted. The victor snaps at the air, growls, and pads away. There is an unwritten law between wolves that allows them to settle all differences without any bloodshed. There are so many stories about wolves that we automatically judge them to be ferocious. We have a hard time, on the other hand, thinking that doves are anything but gentle, when actually they can be the bloodiest of animals. But doves aren't always cruel, nor are they always gentle, and wolves aren't always kind, any more than they are always ferocious. We just can't judge even an animal's character by the name of its kind. By the same token, we can't judge a person's character by his family name, the color of his skin, or the church he attends. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I hold up to you this day that we will not judge others, that we can make it a really day free of judgment on others. I ask that you be with our show and be with all of the plans that Homeschool Companion is trying to implement to help homeschoolers in their journey all the more. Thank you again for hearing our prayer. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Well, you're going to want to stay for the whole show. We're going to be talking to a lady by the name of Jan Jenkins Herlong. And she is a humorist, so the show will be rather humorous, and she will come on with us on the second half. I just want to also tell you that we are working hard with getting Homeschool Companion's high school classroom up and running. If you have a high schooler that you want to continue homeschooling, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help those families, and this is virtual, so you can join us anywhere in the United States, just contact me at myhomeschoolcompanion@gmail.com. Use that email and that will get us started. Then you will end up with an email for your child that is homeschoolcompanion.org is the domain that we're working through because it has all the protections for your child to be online with us and to join us in these classes. So remember that. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. Our devotion today talked about wolves, so I put a video about wolves on there and how to draw a realistic video in my Pinterest site. You can go to MR Gamblin 2 and see, go down to the board that says Windows on God's World, and you'll see all of the things that I put there to help support if you should choose to take and make Windows on God's World your science, Bible, history, integrated subject. I also have this cool book called The Supersize Book of Bible Crafts by Rebecca White and Karen Whiting, and we will be having an interview with them coming up in the next few weeks. So I'm excited to talk about the book. And one of the cool features about this book is it has the references, the Bible references in the back. And today we were talking about wolves, but at the end, did you notice it talked about diversity? So one of the crafts is making a hand booklet, and you take construction paper of different colors, you use the child's hand or your hand and put it along the crease, that put the little finger along the crease of the paper, and then you draw your hand and then you cut it out without cutting that crease. Once you get three or four different colors, then you staple the center together. It's nice if you have a book stapler. Now you can write ideas of how you're going to treat and play with your friends. You can write about the different customs of other places. You can pray for friends who are being bullied. You can write about how you've stood up for people who were being bullied. The whole idea is that God made us all different colors, all different eye colors, different hair textures. How cool is that, that God loves variety? I'm thinking when I think of plants and flowers, I'd get very bored if it was just one type of plant. And we want our kids to appreciate the same things. So have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. Are you thinking of homeschooling? I'm here to tell you the number one thing you need to reflect on and look at is your parenting style. It takes a lot of patience. Teachers have gone to school for years and years to learn all those strategies and everything, but you tend to teach the way you were taught. You tend to parent the way you were parented. So if you came from a home where there was chaos, yelling, no structure, lack of discipline, I would highly recommend that you take a parenting class, that you learn how to parent before you take on the task of adding homeschooling. Make sure that you have parenting skills and that your family is run in a logical manner and that the rules of respect for God, yourself, and others. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, but we'll be right back.
Happened to your loving child? Your child wanted nothing more than to be like you because in his eyes you were perfect. Your adolescent wants to be nothing like you because in his eyes you are no longer perfect and he is pursuing ideals. Adolescents reject everything about childhood and embrace the external appearances of adulthood, often without accepting the responsibilities. Understand that it's a natural process of growth, usually with a positive outcome, but it will be filled with mistakes, misconceptions, and many surprises along the way. At some point, he'll realize that everyone is imperfect and appreciate all you did for him. Try to hang on until then. This educational insight was brought to you from the book Raising Four-Dimensional Children in a Two-Dimensional World, available at 4D-2D.com.
Hello. Bullying is a serious problem. When a kid gets bullied, it hurts them inside, no matter what they look like on the outside. Kids kill themselves every day because of bullying. There are many types of bullying, like cyberbullying and in-your-face bullying. This is a serious problem. Those kids will remember it for all their lives if somebody could have helped them but didn't. If you see a kid get bullied, tell an adult or try to help them. It could save a life.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. That's bwmschool.org.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Jane Jenkins Herlong.
That's correct.
And you can go to her website. It's janeherlong.com.
Is that correct? Yes, thank you. Yes.
Now, she's an author of quite a few books, but I just like to tell you, she's a funny Southern humorist. She's a global award-winning Hall of Fame speaker. Is it a Sirius XM?
Sirius XM.
Sirius.
97.
Yes. And she's a recording artist and an award-winning professional singer. She is an award-winning best-selling author. And you're here with us today to talk about this latest book called Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. But we're going to talk about your other books too. So be sure and stay with us and you can check her out on her website, janeherlong.com. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Let's start at the very beginning. As a child, did your mom enter you in beauty contests, or how did you get into that industry?
It was an opportunity for me to go to college and graduate school, and I loved to sing, and I was just a little old farm girl, and the Miss America program represented everything I wanted to become, but I wasn't. It represented good communication. It represented a sense of style, sense of physical fitness, and developing a talent. And I think everybody has a talent. So that's how I approached it. And I just dreamed big and prayed hard, really, Rose. That's how it happened.
And so I'm not familiar with the pageant whatsoever. I grew up as a missionary's kid and kind of missed out a whole bunch of cultural things. And I know that sometimes I don't ask the right questions. So if I don't ask you the right question, because I don't think I've ever interviewed a humorist or someone who won a beauty pageant or someone who was an award-winning professional singer. I don't know if maybe I have a professional singer, but so tell me how that journey tell me what you won.
Well, it started out, I was in, like, my peers voted me into the little high school pageants, and I sort of the bug bit, and then I saw a bigger picture when I went to Miss America through that system. So I began as Miss Charleston, and it was a challenge. I mean, Daddy didn't have money. I was put in the C-section, which is not a procedure to have a child, in first grade, which meant that I was lacking in intelligence. And I just had so many marks against me, so to speak, in the natural. But in the spiritual world, thank the Lord, I accepted him when I was in high school. He just opened doors. And I trusted that the Lord would take care of me. So I wanted to get out of where I was because my daddy didn't finish the 10th grade. He was a hardworking farmer. My mother was funny. And that was my environment. And so I said, you know, I believe I can. And so I prayed hard. And God just started opening doors. And I went right through them. And one door opened into another. And you develop talents you never thought you had. Like the singing. That's been a great part of my life. I love to sing. And I'm doing comedy shows. I'm actually writing a screenplay based on my book. And it's going to be in Gullah because I was raised with the Gullah community. I love my Gullah culture.
Now, what does that mean?
That is a language that was created in the African-American, the black community. It's Creole, British, and French. It's smashed together. They're actually teaching it at Harvard and by an adjunct professor that's trying to preserve it. So when you say something like, we're going to church. Or daddy had a farm worker named Lab, and he was had our little kitty cat in his hands, a little male cat going to be neutered. And he kept stroking the cat. Daddy said the whole way to the vet and said, great God, kidney, I'm sure glad I ain't you. And then one time daddy came in from middle-day meal because we had big meals because he farmed. And so daddy said, oh, Lonzo was so mad at me. I said, daddy, what happened? He said, Mr. Benjamin, you make me so mad. When you shut your eye for the last time, I going to tell them peoples to bury you up under 8 feet deep. That way when Gabriel blow the horn, you going to be the last one up. Isn't that funny? I love that stuff. That's different. It's unique. The worship in the Gullah/black community. I mean, that's my family because everybody's gone now. So when I go back to John's Island, I love them and they love on me. And that means a lot because that's what I got now. Mm-hmm. This beautiful culture. We had a woman work for us for 50 years and I don't consider it work for, with. And she was my other mama, Tootsie. She was the best.
Wow. I mean, it is important to keep that alive in that. So your screenplay or what did you call it?
Yeah, I actually got a call from United Talent Agency asking me who owned the film rights to Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South. And then my good friend Eddie Jones said, Jane, we need to start a screenplay. So I'm writing it. And so far it is really, I don't know, I just feel led. Because I've never done this before, Rose. It's different. So I keep challenging people. If you have a dream, act on it and watch what the Lord can do. And if it's not supposed to happen, he'll stop it and change your heart to another direction, which could be even better. You just don't know.
Yeah, so you had to develop talents. What was the first talent you developed for these pageants?
Singing.
Singing. And then what was the second talent?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Or speaking, because I had to speak. Because the South pageants are huge. Mm-hmm. And this was back in the 80s. So I had to speak whether I liked it or not, and I loved it. So when I moved to the small town of Johnston and got engaged 1 week, which was the Lord's hand, seriously, that was wild. And I moved to this little town, and I thought, what am I going to do? And so I started doing programs for children in schools, which you would appreciate, Rose, because of your education background. And it was the Just Say No. And I called it How to Be a VIP. And I used vision, initiative, and perspective. And I would sing in between. So I was busy for years doing that. Then I started having children. And I thought, I need to be at home with my babies. I want to be a good mom. So then I joined the Professional Association of National Speakers. And so that's just led to so many other doors and avenues. It was just amazing. So I was very thankful.
So were you a good mom?
I was a good mom. I tell my children that all the time and they laugh at me. I was a good mother. I have to put on my northern accent. I was a good mother. So we have two children. And God has been good. He just has been good. We have challenges with one of our children, but he's so funny. that child was funny.
Now, when you say challenges, is it a learning disability or is
Yes, severely ADHD as an adult. And in fact, he just finished college and he's 34 years old and he's moved back home. And I prayed so hard, but I can see that the Lord wants him in our home again. You know that scripture, when you raise up a child the way they will go, yes. And then they're old, they won't depart. I can see him coming back to those roots, which I was just praying this morning, driving at 4 a.m. to yes. catch my plane. And I just felt like the Lord saying, trust me. You got to trust me on this. You prayed, I'm going to answer your prayer.
Yes, and you know, sometimes we will not live to see all of the answers to our prayers.
That's true.
But we have to continue to trust.
That's very true, yes.
And so one of your desires or hopes with this book, Sweet Tea Secrets from the Deep Fried South, is to bring hope. What kind of hope does that bring?
I think it's just a reminder. I have sweet tea takeaways. And so when I talk about going back to John's Island and finding that place on my dock where I dangle my legs in the salt water. And I remember my granddaddy Goompa, who taught me to respect nature. And he built the big old farmhouse with the front porch. So can I sing a little song?
Sure.
So when I do my comedy shows, I start with, grab a seat, plan to sit a while. It's my pleasure to make you smile. Secret sips from a tall sweet tea, southern fried by me. Well, that's the Andy and Mayberry theme song. And my friend Margaret and I wrote words. And so I talk about what I learned on the front porch. No kidding, from Aunt Fanny and Cousin Wee Wee. And I'm thinking, how did they get their names? But the front porch stories are hilarious. Like, did y'all hear about Bob and Elizabeth? No. Well, they had a robber break in the house, and he put a gun up at Elizabeth's head and said, what's your name? She said, Elizabeth. And Robert said, I can't key. That was my mama's name. Then he goes and puts the gun at Bob's head and said, what's your name? He said, Bob, but my friends call me Elizabeth. Isn't that cute?
That is.
So those are my front porch stories that I talk about when I do my speaking, when I, you know, do my Southern mm-hmm. humor. That story is probably on Sirius XM. And then when I do the comedy shows, so just make people laugh and just have, and I've had people say to me, this is the gift. Had a couple laugh. And afterwards they said, thank you, with tears streaming. They said, we just rocked our grandbaby to sleep, to death. He died in our arms. Now, when somebody says that, Rose, you yeah. know God's planted a dream yeah. and a gift in your heart. Mm-hmm. And I give him the glory for it.
Yeah.
I don't take credit for this.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think God invented humor to help us in this journey through this earth? I mean, it's a trial. We're in an enemy-occupied territory. We have loss hanging over our heads. Humor helps us.
It diffuses. Really does.
Yeah.
It diffuses anger when you can laugh, mm-hmm. and that's God's hug. And
yeah.
Although the situation might be horrid.
Yes.
If you can find a chuckle, mm-hmm. it's God's way of helping you jog your insides to release the endorphins,
yes.
to balance.
Yes.
Yes.
It has a physical response that's so positive. Everyone should laugh every day.
Every day.
Well, we're talking with Jane Jenkins Herlong, and so we're going to draw this part of the show to a close, and I hope you come back for part two. We'll have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.